As we mentioned earlier, the length of Breivik's sentence, 21 years, seems lenient by American standards. So do his prison confines. Breivik will have 3 cells to himself, which seems like a lot of room for someone convicted of killing 77 people. That's been controversial even in Norway, where prisons are designed for the rehabilitation of all inmates. Officials have released pictures of the sparse rooms Breivik will live in. Here's how criminology researcher Thomas Ugelvik of the University of Oslo describes them.
He has one bedroom, sleeping cell. He has one office writing cell with a desk, a chair, and a laptop computer. And he has one recreation or workout cell with a few very basic pieces of workout equipment.
Right. Lest anybody think that he's got kind of a 3-room suite, he actually has to ask a corrections officer's permission to go from one room to the other. Is that correct?
Yes, if I understand it correctly, he's supposed to stay in the different cells at different periods throughout the day.
Still, that's more space than most people get in prison. Is that regarded as harsh by Norwegian standards?
Most Norwegian prisoners would, during the day, be locked out of their cell and go to their place of work. They have various work assignments, or even to the school department in the prison. And after the work day is done, they would be allowed to go into the yard or other recreational spaces like workout areas and things like that. So basically he's given the same opportunities as the other prisoners, but in his own very small personal spaces.
So will it be a form of solitary confinement?
Yes. It's difficult to predict how long this solitary confinement will last. It is the goal of the correction system that he will sometime in the future be able to interact with the other prisoners. But when and indeed if that will ever actually happen, it's difficult to predict.
What's been the reaction among Norwegians to these 3 rooms, these 3 cells that he's getting, the exercise machine and the personal computer?
Perhaps in the beginning it was a bit controversial if you followed the internet debate forums, but after the correctional services posted the images, I think that has silenced quite a bit.
Mm. Give us a philosophical underpinnings to corrections in Norway. How does the Norwegian prison system differ from the U.S.?
We don't have a life sentence that you have in the United States in Norway. So the long-term goal of the system will have to be to finally somehow release Breivik back into society. Either that or it would have to redefine its fundamental goals.
That would just seem so implausible here in the United States.
Anything is possible. And in a way, the prison system being designed the way it is, that would be a success, given that the entire system is geared towards rehabilitation, towards bringing people back into society as rehabilitated, hardworking, good citizens. However, it will be very difficult in 21 years when the case will go back to the courts. The courts have to decide, okay, is Breivik now rehabilitated or does he still pose a danger to society? It will be very difficult for them to make that decision.
Thomas Ugelvik is a criminology researcher at the University of Oslo. You can see the rooms where mass killer Anders Breivik will be spending his days. We have a slideshow from the high-security prison in Norway at theworld.org.